Cannonball, they are kicking us off this hour on Live and Local. That is a brand new single that is officially getting released on Friday from Dave Hedeman and the Gone Ghosts. That is ahead of new music that's going to be coming out later on in the show they've got coming up this Friday as well at 8 p.m. at Cat's Cradle Backroom. Hey, y'all, it's Aaron Keck with you this hour on Live and Local, and it is a special hour. We just kicked things off with Dave Hedeman and the Gone Ghosts, and we've got Dave and a member the band here in the studio with us to play a little bit live and chat about that show coming up on Friday. Dave Hedeman and Justin Bolin here in the studio with us. Thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Thank you, Aaron.
And Hello. They are not the only ones going to be playing at Cat's Cradle Backroom on Friday. Leading the bill is Rebecca Todd and the Odyssey, a band based out of Wilmington. And Rebecca Todd also joins us here in the studio as well. Rebecca, thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
And we're going to hear a lot more from both Rebecca and Dave and Justin from The Gone Ghosts, plus some live performances and a new song from Rebecca Todd called Hustle that's going to be coming up later on as well. All of that and more as Live and Local continues coming up next after this. Welcome back to Live and Local. Aaron Keck here with you, 97.9 The Hill Studios, special live edition tonight because we are joined in the studio by three special guests, Dave Hedeman and Justin Bolin of Dave Hedeman and the Gone Ghosts, and Rebecca Todd of Rebecca Todd and the Odyssey. They are all going to be playing together at Cat's Cradle Backroom Friday night at 8 p.m. Special show, especially for the Gone Ghosts. They're releasing a new single, Cannonball, that evening, which you have already heard. So everyone, thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So you know each other. How do y'all know each other from before?
Well, Rebecca and I reached out to Rebecca, to do this show. I was looking to put together a show for a release. We've been working on this record for 2 years amidst the COVID thing. And so I was looking,
Two glorious years.
And I like to try to find, local bands to team up with and try to catch them before they explode. And Rebecca's like right on that sort of cusp of where she's starting to, hit that next level. So I think, I hope I caught her at the right time. So I reached out and she seemed down to do it.
That's very kind. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Did they catch you at the right time? Is that
definitely. I'm totally available for gigs, guys. You caught me at a great time.
You're on a tour that just started, right? You were in Asheville.
I'm definitely traveling a lot right now. Yeah. So I'm doing Richmond on Thursday at the Camel, and then we're coming down to Carrboro to play the Backroom Cat's Cradle with the Gone Ghosts, of course. And then I'm headed to Asheville to play Sierra Nevada.
Oh, wow.
Busy weekend.
And you were just in Asheville yesterday, right?
I was. Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Thank you for not sleeping and just doing jetting back and forth.
Is.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
How is it playing? We were talking before we started. This was an outdoor show in Asheville in late November. How did
those Asheville people, I don't know how they do it. I was like, are you guys serious about this 29 degree outdoor gig? And they're like, oh yeah, we're serious, but you have a space heater. And I was like, wow.
Thanks.
You guys are on another level. It's impressive. It's the perks. Here's a space heater.
Was it at least like a big space heater or was it like
it was actually a really fun show. It was a Monday night outdoor show, so the crowd was small. Mm-hmm. And I started saying, like, just throw me any request you can and I'm gonna see if I can pull it out of my mind, if you will. And people were throwing like Chumbawamba at me and stuff like that, and I totally know every word to it.
Yeah,
so it was
that's
perfect.
Great. When you're that cold, you need a whiskey drink and a vodka drink.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you've got a new album that's coming out soon too, right?
I do. Yeah. I've been in the studio with Sleepy Cat Record guys. We recorded at Betty's, which is owned by Sylvanesso, and we worked there during May and June, and then we've been like doing all kinds of stuff since then, hoping to get it out in a couple months.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're going to hear a new single. New single that's coming
it's
out?
It's not a new
not
single.
Not a new single.
Yeah, but it was the single released on my latest album.
Previous album, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. Awesome. That's called Hustle, and we'll hear that later on. But let's hear a song now. What are you going to play?
So this is one that's coming out on my upcoming album. Mm-hmm. It's a song called Mother's Beauty.
Take it away.
And carry your mother's beauty everywhere you go, go. Everybody left when the money stopped coming in. Everybody stopped calling when the guest list was getting thin. And old acquaintances could not stand the pain. Well, I was alone pulling in the reins. Well, when life gets hard and the rock starts to roll, when life gets hard, your heart turns to stone. Just remember where you came from, remember what you know, and carry your mother's beauty everywhere you go, go. I got tired of trying, always reaching out to empty phone lines. Well, I never looked good in purple and pain, but the red in your eyes was a cry and shame. Well, when life gets hard and the rock starts to roll, when life gets hard, your heart turns to stone. Just remember where you came from, remember what you know, and carry your mother's beauty everywhere you go, 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 go, yeah. And finally, I had lost it all. The only thing left was the spirit love. And that's when I realized that I would be okay. He was riding my coattails anyway. Yeah, when life gets hard, the rock starts to roll. When life gets hard, your heart turns to stone. Ooh, just remember where you came from. Remember what you know. And carry your mother's beauty everywhere you go, everywhere you go, everywhere you go, oh, everywhere you go.
That is Mother's Beauty, Rebecca Todd there the new album. That is great.
Thank you so much.
What's the album going to be called?
The album is going to be called Realign.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'm super excited about it. Lots of fun things happening.
I love it. Well, Rebecca Todd is going to be up on stage at Cat's Cradle Backroom this Friday at 8 p.m. catscradle.com for tickets and more information. Going to be sharing the stage with Dave Hedeman and the Gone Ghosts, and we're going to turn to them when we come back after this. We'll hear from Dave and Justin Boland, and we'll hear a song from them. Coming up next is Live and Local continues on 97.9 The Hill. Hey, welcome back to Live and Local. Aaron Kick here with you, 97.9 The Hill. Joined in the studio tonight by three special guests, Dave Hedeman and Justin Boland of Dave Hedeman and the Gone Ghosts, and Rebecca Todd of Rebecca Todd and the Odyssey, all of them sharing the stage on Friday night at Cat's Cradle Backroom. It is a single release party for the Gone Ghosts. Their new single, Cannonball, is coming out officially on Friday. We've already heard that song earlier this hour, and we'll hear more from the band coming up in a bit. Everyone, thank you again so much for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Excited to have you here, and I'm excited about the show and your new music that's coming out as well, because Cannonball is just the beginning, right?
Yeah, it's just the beginning. We started a record, I want to say we started at the end of 2019 or right in the fall.
It's been a while.
Yeah, and then everything shut down, and then we were just sort of working through how to finish it, and it's been, you know, maneuvering through closures and that sort of thing. So we finally have all the tracks down, and now we're just sort of mixing it and have decided now at this point to kind of release it a little bit at a time versus blowing it all at once, because it's taken this long. We want to kind of like milk it.
What goes into that decision? Like, because I know you're doing that, and Pinkerton Arrayed has been really good about like releasing one song. I think we've got six singles out already from an album that's not coming out until next year. But they've been keeping the publicity going like all year long on Spotify and in public, and it's worked really well.
This is the first time I've ever taken this approach, and just kind of like through research and stuff, it just seems like the right way to go these days, the way people sort of consume music, to kind of give it a little bit of a time and kind of pump up the record, and then we'll ultimately put out an LP, you know, like maybe on vinyl or something like that. But I think it'll just get more mileage at the end of the day and help sustain momentum, and not just, there's a lot of artists that like put out records during COVID and you're just like, you know, they did a live stream and they were done, and you'd feel so bad that you didn't get a chance to kind of like, you know, ease through it.
Especially if you weren't there for that 2-hour period and you're just away from your desk or whatever.
So it's a total experiment. I think we'll see if it works and see if we can get on some playlists and get the stream numbers up, because I think all that matters now. Now you have to be some kind of marketing genius to be in a band.
In order to be a musician, first you have to know search engine optimization, and then you learn an instrument. Yeah.
That's why we picked this instrument, so I could be a social media engineer.
What was it like for you all and all of you have had this experience of like trying to record with a band in a pandemic, when probably you've had to spend some time apart in different places? How what was that like? How did it go?
We rehearsed a lot on my back porch. I have a screened-in porch that we, you know, early on, you know, to the either joy of my neighbors or maybe not some of them.
Do they still live there, or have they moved?
I think one of them wanted to call the police. Like, he went and went that far, but I think the rest of them, I think, appreciate it. Just hearing any music at all, you know, out of the silence, to just hear anything. I think some of them would just sit on their porches and kind of listen to us. But we were able to kind of rehearse and work through stuff, and even Cannonball kind of came out of that. It was like a song that we did virtually. I wrote it first, recorded my parts, and then sent the video and recordings to our drummer, and then I stitched it all back together and made this video, and that's kind of where that song started. And it was this total remote project, and then we realized, like, man, we need to get that on the record before we put it out. So that was like one of the last ditch things.
Rebecca, what was it like for you?
For me, it was, oh man, it was gnarly. I was living out in the mountains by myself, and I had, you know, my MacBook with GarageBand, and I was like, all right, I need to send demos to these musicians that I'm going to hire, session musicians, to come play on the album.
Right.
So I'm trying to figure out how to make demos in my basement. It was so bad. And I sent it to these wonderful musicians who were so sweet to me. And, you know, they did their best. They listened to it. And then we all went to Betty's. And we had like 2 days where we kind of ran through the songs and fleshed out the ideas. And then we started to really get into the nitty-gritty and record it. But, man, COVID, if you don't know how to use some program, you know, it was like a huge learning curve.
Yeah. You got to release those original demos. I bet they're...
Oh, no. Nope. Yeah, no. I need to burn them, but I can't burn them because they're digital. You can't burn anything.
If you burn something digital, you just end up with more of it. It's a problem.
Oh, God.
Nice.
Speaking with Rebecca Todd, Dave Hedeman, Justin Bolin of Dave Hedeman and the Gone Ghosts, and Dave, you got to tell us the story of the band, because like your back history is a really cool story.
Yeah. So I started playing music when I was 19, and I started my first band, Puddle Duck, out of James Madison University, and we toured up and down the East Coast for about 5 or 6 years until we imploded, like bands do, and. I needed some time off to kind of figure out, you know, what I even wanted to do. I think I was getting to a point where I didn't even know, like, music was changing. Radiohead just put out a record, and I was like, oh, Lord. And so I moved back to North Carolina, and, you know, on the way back, actually, this is an interesting story. I stopped at the Poorhouse in Charleston and met Jason Isbell very randomly and was just sort of like, you know, I'm a huge fan and was just sort of lamenting and trying to find some common ground. I was like, oh, I used to be a musician. And he was like, you still are, man. You just got to get back at it. And I was like, oh, yeah, I guess you might be right. And so I got back and, you know, got my old band back together for a reunion show in like 08 and then just got the itch again. I hooked up with another guy, a longtime friend of mine that played in the band Rotoglow out of D.C. And we formed this band, the Vagabond Union. And we made a couple records with that band, but that was a tougher band to keep going because there's guys in Fredericksburg and Charleston and places like that. So out of you know, the desire to play more often, I started the Gone Ghosts. I had met Justin, had sat in with that band a couple times. Mm-hmm. Dylan, our bass player, plays in Vagabond Union with me, and Scott Jones is just another drummer in this sort of circle that we found. So we started off, you know, just as just a lark, you know, just sort of playing just for fun to do something. And then we were like, oh, maybe we should make, you know, a band out of this. And then we recorded a demo. And then, you know, now we're on to our first sort of full length record after about 3 years together.
Yeah. So first EP came out in 2018 and it's great. I love playing the songs off of that still. And I'm super looking forward to the new album. Again, the show's coming up at Cat's Cradle Backroom Friday night at 8 p.m. First chance to hear Cannonball live in person and some other great songs off of the new album that's going to be forthcoming. What's the album going to be called?
The working title now is called No Voice to the Wicked.
All right.
It's a line from another song in the record, but we just sort of thought that was kind of cool.
Mm. Well, let's hear a song live. What are you going to play?
We're going to play a tune called Far Away, which will also be on the record.
Go for it.
As I walk these streets, time stares back at me, and all these ghosts I see in my mind, and all my roughneck friends have all made roughneck ends, too close to the edge, and got left behind. Hopes and dreams burn like gasoline from all this pain I've seen in my life. This town's killing me and it's brought me to my knees. Would you help me set me free tonight? Far away now from my heart. Far away, I'll make my start. Far away from here, we can both disappear. Far away from here tonight.
but my love has gone. And time keeps passing on, yeah, and passing me by. And I am lost at sea since you went away from me. Man, it's getting hard to see through these tears that I cry. Far away now from my heart, far away I'll make my start. Far away from here there shall be no more tears. Far away from here, yeah, far from this life.
Dave Hedeman and Justin Boland, Dave Hedeman and the Gone Ghosts. We are going to be back with a little bit more from them and from Rebecca Todd of Rebecca Todd and the Odyssey, all ahead of their show at Cat's Cradle Backroom on Friday. More as we continue on Live and Local after this on 97.9 The Hill. Welcome back to Live and Local. Aaron Keck here with you on 97.9 The Hill. Thanks for hanging out with me for the last little bit. We've got Dave Hedeman and Justin Boland of Dave Hedeman and the Gone Ghosts here in the studio, along with Rebecca Todd of Rebecca Todd and the Odyssey. Both bands are going to be playing on Friday night at 8 p.m. at Cat's Cradle Backroom, catscradle.com for tickets and more information. Again, thank you all so much for being with us. The music has been fantastic, and I'm super looking forward to hearing the new stuff later on, too.
Yeah.
So logistics, first of all, Rebecca, you're heading out and continuing the tour. Are you swinging back this way anytime soon? Or
We're playing, not really, not anytime soon. I just secured a new booking agent and management out of Asheville, and this guy is killing it for me. So next year's going to be very busy.
Awesome.
Starting in like March, you know. So we're entering into the winter phase of music where everything kind of goes
right
to sleep for a couple months,
yeah,
which is so welcome. I don't know. After COVID, you know, I do enjoy being, I mean, not that it's, we're not done with it, but you know what I mean? After
yeah
we were all
yeah
on lockdown,
yeah,
I'm very grateful to be busy, but I definitely kind of burned the candle at both ends there for 6 months. I was like, okay, go, go, go. And I don't think I've slept for 6 months.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm thankful.
Sense. People want to find you online. Where can they go?
Yeah, RebeccaTodd.com. And then I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Spotify, all of the above. Just Rebecca Todd. And I spell my name a little funny. It's R-E-B-E-K-A-H rather than the C-C-A.
RebeccaTodd.com.
The ca.
Go there.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. Guys, where are you going to be after this show on Friday?
Yeah, we've got
next.
I think we're doing something in Cary. At some point in February, it'll be
Bond Brothers
yeah
Brewer.
Oh, yeah, I know Bond Brothers.
We're playing there on February 12th, I believe.
That's a good place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, then we're just sort of, you know, I think, you know, we don't play as often, so I think, you know, what we were trying to do is navigate, you know, kind of go draft out what everyone else was doing. So I think come the spring, we'll start filling in some dates. I think we're going to try to get down to Asheville, Charlotte. I think we're just going to try to work the North Carolina area. I think that's our sphere at the moment.
Nice.
So yeah.
The Tar Heel Circuit.
Yeah, the Tar Heel Circuit. Yeah. I think we're gonna be huge.
People want to find you online. Where can they go?
They can go to thegoneghost.com. We're on Facebook, Spotify, Instagram. You can watch one of our hilarious videos. Justin just made an amazing video of him lifting amps as weights. So
yeah, yeah. Awesome.
That was funny. Good
I
job.
I lift my gear instead of weights.
Nice. I like it.
It helps on stage.
Get you pumped.
It helps.
TheGoneGhost.com, the website. Go there, find out more. RebeccaTodd.com, Rebecca with a K. Go there and find out more. And again, the show is this Friday at 8 p.m. Cat's Cradle Backroom. You can get tickets and more info on the show online at the Cradle's website, which everyone has by heart by now, CatsCradle.com. We're going to get one more song, and we're going to go back to tracks. Rebecca, I'll let you set this one up. This is off Crooked Lines, right?
That is, yeah. So this is a song called Hustle. This was recorded in Raleigh at Osceola Studios, and I released it back in 2017. So it's been a long time since I've released an album. Looking forward to the next one coming up, but this is a fun one.
Sounds
Hustle.
Good. Hustle on 97.9 The Hill, Rebecca Todd.
Hustle, daddy, hustle, mama, hustle, baby, hustle harder. Everybody, let me see you hustle. Shoes are worn, jeans and hose, but I got the blues and I got the soul.
was Hustle by Rebecca Todd. Again, Rebecca Todd and the Odyssey playing at Cat's Cradle Backroom on Friday night at 8 p.m. along with Dave Hedeman and the Gone Ghosts. Their single release party for the new single Cannonball, which you heard earlier this hour here for the first time on Live and Local. Dave, Justin, Rebecca, thank you all so much for being with us.
Yay.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us. This is awesome.